He laughed. Don't you want to hear the destination? Not really, Jabe said, stepping back and slapping hands triumphantly with his sister. The first stop is Bastine, Ben said. The planet, not the city.
First stop?
Annalene echoed.
That's right.
Ben smiled and looked over at the single sun that remained. It should be safe going to Mos Eisley, tonight of all nights. With all the posse activity out there today, Tuscans will be avoiding the north for weeks. He gestured to the second landspeeder. If you would, kids, please wait at the bottom of the hill. I need to talk to your mother for a moment.
Dazzled, Callie looked back at her mother.
You never said we'd be leaving Tatooine.
I didn't know,
Annalene said, mind still reeling.
It seemed to fit, though. Just one more impulsive act in a day of them.
She felt as if gravity would give way next. Jabe was already behind the controls of the second landspeeder, waving.
Callie, come on!
Callie leapt up, kissing Ben on the cheek.
We'll see you soon!
She spun and dashed to the vehicle, dust flying beneath her feet. In a moment, the siblings were driving to the foot of the hill, cheering audibly over the engine. Annalene looked at Ben and marveled.
You don't give a woman a chance to catch her breath, do you?
Ben smiled wanly for a moment before turning away to his Eopies.
I want you to know something,
he said, reaching for Rue's lead.
I would have liked to have saved Orin. He wasn't your responsibility,
she countered, watching him place the animals in their pen.
You didn't live around him for years, not knowing what he'd turned into.
Ben smiled back.
But once you knew, you did something. And you didn't wait. You're giving me too much credit.
The only reason I did anything was because of you.
No, I think you deserve quite a bit of credit. And a new start, he said.
He walked to the backpack. Opening it, he drew out a data pad. Annalene recognized it in the dimming light.
Hey, that's my old one. The one I gave you.
Ben activated it. I had to take the speeder bike to a village to get a signal off world this morning. And I rode on Rue this afternoon to get a response. But it's official, he said, passing the device to her.
You're in.
Annalene's eyes scanned the words.
She staggered backward as if struck by a great weight. You sent my application.
She gawked at him.
But that was 20 years old.
Alderaan still exists, right?
So does the university system.
Ben stepped beside her and pointed to an entry on the screen. They're still doing the exobiology expeditions, launching from their branch on Naboo. Annalene remembered the advertisement by heart. 10 worlds in 2 years, studying 1,000 species. Most little understood by science.
She looked at it again.
Accepted. How is that possible?
Ben crossed his arms.
That's one of those things I can't let you ask me about.
Let's just say you had strong references on Alderaan. She wasn't sure whether to believe it or him. The whole thing seemed impossible, incomprehensible.
Going to university at my age? I just can't believe it. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes more sense than someone of your abilities serving calf and shelving feed, he said. There's a slot for Callie to get in this season, too. And there will surely be more opportunity out there for your son than there is here.
Annalene looked at the screen and laughed in spite of herself.
I see you couldn't get me into a school on Coruscant. My powers are indeed limited.
Ben took the data pad back from her and walked with it to her landspeeder.
She glided after him,
barely feeling the ground under her feet. He placed the data pad safely inside the vehicle. Almost giddy, she cracked a joke.
Are you sure you're going to be happy being the traveling companion of a middle-aged student?
I can't deny I miss the stars,
he said, his hands resting on the door of the landspeeder.
And in another life,
he nodded gently, his mouth crinkling to the tiniest smile. Then he looked up at her, solemn.
But I'm afraid I can't go.
Annalene froze.
What do you mean?
I have responsibilities here. Things to look after.
What kind of responsibilities?
Annalene looked back at the house. She spied Rue in the pen. If it's the Yopis, we can drop them at a ranch on the way.
That's not it.
Ben shook his head and started walking away from the landspeeder.
Wait. You did all this. You saved us. You led us all here.
She stepped after him.
We are who you're looking after.
You don't need looking after, Annalene.
Ben said, his back to her as he walked up the hill.
You're quite capable. Extremely capable.
Annalene stood in the swiftly falling night, bewildered. Since her talk with Ben in the bedroom, momentum had carried her through the events of the day. That and the knowledge that he was part of the next chapter.
I don't want you to stay, she implored. I want you with me.
Annalene.
Annie, I told you, everyone calls me Annie.
You know that's not possible. It's not even sensible.
Sensible? What's sensible?
She kicked at the sand. Working with someone for 20 years, only to find out they've been defrauding half the oasis?
This is just a fantasy.
Like Tuscan raiders you can reason with?
She grabbed at his shoulder and spun him around.
Or a man who arrives out of nowhere, who risks his neck to help people he's never met, like he's some kind of...
She stopped, searching vainly for the next word. Ben took a step back. It was a small step, almost imperceptible. But to Annalene, totally aware of him, it seemed like a light year, and she lost her train of thought. It made her take a breath.
I'm sorry,
she said, struggling to control her emotions.
But we want you with us.
She reached for his hand.
I want you with us. With me. Now just,
I have a family already.
Ben said, abruptly pulling his hand back. His eyes shone at her in the fading light.
You have...
You once asked me if I had a family to look after, he said.